Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. So says the Mishnah, V'oidam Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer told us another halacha, that Oimid Adam Alamuksa, Erev Shabbos B'Shvias, a person could stand by a place where he has fruit that were laid out to dry, on an Erev Shabbos that's during a Shemitah year, which we'll discuss in the Gemara what the significance of this is. But a person could stand by his field on an Erev Shabbos during a Shemitah year, where he has these fruits that are drying, and Rashi explains that we're discussing a scenario where the fruits are already semi-dry. They're not fully dry, and they're not fresh. When they're fresh, they're edible. When they're dry, they're edible. When they're in this quasi-state, so then they at some point they become unedible. These fruits are at a stage where some people would eat it and some people wouldn't. So in order for you to be allowed to eat it on Shabbos, you have to designate it. You have to show that you want it, that this you're the type of person that would eat it. And you have to designate it that you want to use it on Shabbos. So now, says Rabbi Eliezer, a person could stand there by these fruits on an Erev Shabbos during a Shemitah year, where the Shemitah, the significance of Shemitah is that now it's not Chayiv and Trumas and Maisers, so he could designate it for Shabbos, and he's not going to have to deal with the Trumas and Maisers issue. Because on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take off Trumas and Maisers. And this person didn't take Trumas and Maisers off yet from these fruits. So if he's going to designate it, maybe in Hilchos Muksa we could find a way how we could designate it, but what about Trumas and Maisers? How is he going to be allowed to eat it on Shabbos? That's why the Mishnah says we're talking about Shemitah, where he's not going to have to deal with Trumas and Maisers. But Al-Kabanim, so says Rabbi Eliezer, how does this person designate the fruits? Va'aymer, he says, Mikanani Aichel Amachar. He says, oh, I'm going to eat from here. Doesn't have to do anything physical. He doesn't have to designate a specific area of fruits that he's going to be eating. He could just say, I'm going to take some fruits from here tomorrow, and then on Shabbos he could come take some fruits, and whichever fruits he takes, we'll say, using the principle of Breira, that these were the fruits that he designated originally from Erev Shabbos. The Chachamim Aymrim, the Chachamim say that no, at Sheyirshim V'Yaymer Mikan Di'ad Kan. That no, you have to do something physical, you have to make a mark and show which fruits exactly you're taking, and you have to be very specific, you have to say Mikan V'ad Kan, you can't just be too general, you can't rely on Breira. So now says the Gemara, so Tnan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Maisers, Tinaika Shetamnu Ta'enem Erev Shabbos, if you have these children that they hid some figs on Erev Shabbos, and so these figs were Nigmer Malachton, but didn't yet bring it into the house. To be Chayev and Trumas and Maisers, you're only Chayev if you fulfill both conditions. Number one, the fruit is complete, it's Nigmer Malachton, and two, you bring it into the house. These fruits were not brought into the house, these Ta'enem, the kids, they hid outside, but it's Nigmer Malachton. So still says the Mishnah that Shabbos is Chayvei Achiyev. Just like bringing it into your house gives Chashivas to the fruits, Shabbos itself gives Chashivas. So being that they designated these figs to eat it on Shabbos, they hid them on Erev Shabbos to eat them on Shabbos, v'shakchu v'lo yisru, and they forgot it, they did not take off Meiser from these fruits on Erev Shabbos, so l'matzei Shabbos lo ye'achlu elam ken yisru. So even Matzei Shabbos, for sure on Shabbos, even Matzei Shabbos, they're not going to be allowed to eat from these Ta'anim until they take off Meiser. Because now it's already been established a chiyuv of Trumas and Maisers on these fruits. Bekitzer, the rule that comes out from this Mishnah is that Shabbos is kivas a chiyuv of Trumas and Maisers, at least when it comes to something which was Nigmar Malachton like these Ta'anim. Utnanami, we also have another Mishnah in Maisers, where we could see another rule, that Hamaver Te'enim Bechatzero Liktzais, a person who spreads out figs in his chatzar in order to dry them out, so in his chatzar is like bringing it into his house, but these figs are not Nigmar Melachton, because he wants to dry them out, and they're not yet dry, so they're not yet finished products. So says the Mishnah, being that it's not Nigmar Melachton, Banam Vnei Beso Eichlen Mehen Arai Upaturim. So his family, everyone, they could eat, they could snack on these figs, and they'll be potter from Trumas and Maisers. It's not yet Chayev, Midaraisa, and Trumas and Maisers, being that it was a Nigmar Malachton. So the rule that you see from this Mishnah is that even though a chatzar is like bringing it into your house, a chatzar could be kaivas, a chiev of Trumas and Maisers, it could only be kaivas, a chiev, on something which was Nigmar Malachton. But being that these ta'enim, you spread them out to dry, and they're not yet Nigmar, so the chatzar is not able to be kaiveya, a chiev on something which was not Nigmar Malachta. Now, boy mine Rava Mirav Nachman. So now Rava saw these two rules. Shabbos is kaivas, at least by something which is Nigmar Malachta. A chatzar is only kayvas by something which is nigmar melachton. It's mefurish that it's not kayvas by something which is not nigmar melachton. So now Rav asked Rav Nachman, what about Shabbos? Shabbos mahu shetikva muktza v'meiser b'davar shel nigmar melachton. Could Shabbos, does it have the power to be kayvei achiv of trumas and meisers on something which was not nigmar melachton? Mi amrina, do we say that Shabbos is very chashuv, kevin dechsev across the Shabbos oineg? You're supposed to have oineg Shabbos, so food on Shabbos is very chashuv, and if you designate food to be eaten on Shabbos, so it's kava v'afilu b'davar shel nigmar melachtoi. It's able to be kaveya even by something which was not nigmar melachtoi. I don't want b'davar shel nigmar melachtoi kava b'davar shel nigmar melachtoi loy kava. Or maybe no, the Mishnah and Maaser says dafka. It's specifically by these te'inim which were finished that the kids hid away, dafka by something which was nigmar melachtoi, that's when Shabbos is kaivas. But by something which is not nigmar melachtoi, so Shabbos, as chashev as it is, cannot be kaivay achi of trumas and Maasers. So Amar Leis, Rav Nachman said back to Rava, that Shabbos kaivas, bein bedavar shnigmar melachtoi, bein bedavar shloi nigmar melachtoi. Now no, Shabbos taka is that chashev, and it's able to be kaivay achi of trumas and Maasers, even on something which was not nigmar melachtoi. So Amar Leis, so Rav understood Rav Nachman was just saying this misvara. So he said to him, "Mechatesi ve'ima Shabbos domi dechatzer. Maybe Shabbos should be like a chatzer. Then ma chatzer ina kayvas elu b'davar shenigmar melachtoi. Av Shabbos like tikva elu b'davar shenigmar melachtoi. Maybe it should be like a chatzer that's only kayvay achiv trumas and meisers on something which is nigmar melachtoi." How do you know to say that it's even on something which was not nigmar melachtoi? So Amar Leis, Rav Nachman said back to Rava that no, it's not. I didn't make this up misvara. It's limud aruch biyadenu. I have it as a misvara from my rebbeim. Shabbos kayvas bein bedaver shenigmar melachtoi bein bedaver shlo nigmar melachtoi. That Shabbos is able to be kayvea achiv of trumas and meisers on something even if it wasn't nigmar melachtoi.